This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're an explosive offense. They've got probably the best team speed in the NFL, certainly on the offensive side. In this case, Tua is a phenomenal player, and so you could see the difference that was made in the game last week where he was back with them. And so, you know, it's something that we've got to have a really good practice today, and we've got to get ourselves ready to go for Sunday to play our best football.
Sean McDermott, he's told us that many times over the years about the Dolphins. I'm not saying he's wrong. Most people would agree. But the Bills have had no trouble with Miami, winning 12 of the last 13, including playoffs. And even last week, Greg Cosell was interesting on them on One Bills Live. Like, I didn't really see what they used to look like.
Yeah. The inbreakers, I think, was the play he specifically said. Like, didn't see really any of that from Tua. And that might play into what I mentioned. I heard Chris Brown point out yesterday after watching the tape of the Arizona-Miami game, is that the ball was coming out even faster than usual, which makes sense. I mean, I think you might want to, especially first game back, make sure you're careful with that quarterback above all others.
On the line now, the Wester Hotline, in fact, the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports BetQL Insider, Sam Paniatovic. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and be sure to listen to the BetQL Daily podcast. For more analysis, just search BetQL Daily wherever you find your podcasts. Well, this doesn't need to become a regular thing, but I think for the second week in a row, and we are at a track, Sam, I believe we're going to talk a little horse racing.
I hope we can talk horse racing because I do have a long shot in the last race at Del Mar today. But first, I just want to clear something up. Please tell me that Bulldog is talking to the rapper Chris Brown about the Bills. Is that a real thing?
You might be. There could be another Chris Brown involved.
No. This is Chris Brown has been a longtime sports reporter in town. He's worked for the Bills for a long time, and he's the radio play-by-play guy. Old friend. Oh, used to work at the station way back when.
So yeah, sorry,
Sam.
Chris Brown, the rapper, yucking it up about Buffalo Bills football. That would make my week.
Yeah.
All right. So who's the horse, Sam? Let's get it in. Come on.
All right, write it down. It is the 12th horse in race 10. His name is Amori City. He's going off right now at 10-1. By the time this segment ends, your audience will have knocked him down to 4-1, and he will come in second place like last week from the bar in Chicago. I hear that the trainers are high on him, that he should not be 10-1. So I played him a little, longer shot, 10-1, and then I did an exacta box with the 4, the 11, and the 12. We like the 12, but we're going to box them with the 4 and the 11. Race 10, Del Mar tonight.
That's tonight. Okay. That's not the Breeders' Cup.
It is. Breeders' Cup is at Del Mar.
Oh,
it's part of the Breeders' Cup. I always thought that was just tomorrow.
Well, it's today and tomorrow, but this is not like the big race. It's one of 10 races today at Del Mar.
Okay. Well, thank you. Good luck, everybody. Amori City. So we've been talking a lot this week. Sorry?
I said that's the one. Sorry.
That's the one. A little bit of a delay because we're on remote. Sorry, Sam. We've been talking this week about the Bills being 6-point favorites against Miami. At the risk of sounding like a homer, I'm a little bit surprised by that there would be people spending money on the Dolphins plus 6. But I do know like that's kind of how betting gets you. Last night, the Jets were an example of this to some. You liked them. but it was maybe a little bit confusing why they would have been favored. What does the Bills line say to you, if anything?
They're clearly thinking Miami's going to do something to keep it close. I mean, there's a reason they opened it just shy of 7. And, you know, it's sitting right now at a couple of really sharp offshore shops at 6.5. To me, that's the trappiest line in the NFL. It just is. When a good team is laying 6.5, it's like, oh, they only have to win by 7. And then they kick a field goal to win. Like, that's what I've experienced over my life. I don't like Miami. Let me be completely clear. Like, I don't like Miami. And you guys have probably chronicled the history between these two teams all week. I think Buffalo is great in the teaser. You know, a lot of you still have the ability to tease at minus 120. You know, talk me out of Buffalo winning the game and, you know, a team like, well, I don't know, Dallas plus 8.5 or Seattle plus 7.5. You know, you take two teams to the dance, you get 6 points both ways. I think Buffalo's winning. So I would go from Buffalo -6 to pick. Let's call it Seattle plus 1.5 to plus 7.5. Buffalo should win. And I think this is the James Cook game. I mean, the rushing prop is 64.5. That seems a little low, does it not? I think he's going to run and run and run some more. And if Buffalo does get ahead, which they've proven they can against Miami, James Cook gets the ball 20 times, and he should go over his prop, 64.5.
Yeah, that was kind of the story of the first meeting back in week two was James Cook. He had a big, long touchdown run in that game. Sam, something that has freaked me out about the line, Mike asked me, I think on our postgame show Sunday night after the Bills beat Seattle, what do I think the line would be? I never look. I like when he asks, and he'll give me credit for being pretty good at it. And I guessed 8.5, and then he came back with, I think it was 6 on Sunday night. And I'd feel better about picking the Bills if they were 8.5-point favorites. I'm freaked out on this front chiefly. Miami has to be desperate. And the Bills, I think it would be a challenge to not feel pretty cozy where they are, even though the Jets won last night. And so I've got, you know, it's a big game for the who wants it more crowd, because I would think Miami would have a certain level that they could get to that maybe the Bills would have to really work to get to.
It's amazing how the gambling mind works, isn't it, Bulldog? We like it. Oh, I don't like it at 6. I like it at 8.5. You know, but I see what you're saying. Like, I get it. Like, on the surface, when you throw Buffalo -6 into the apps and in Vegas, it looks very easy to just lay the 6. And yes, Miami might be desperate. There's also a reality where Miami, guys, is just not that good. Yeah. And this coach who parades around the sidelines with his vape pen and his sweatsuits, there's a world where that team is starting to tune him out. I mean, imagine being Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle in that game against the Colts when they touch the ball a combined 3 or 4 times. Like, you have to look to the coach and be like, dude, what the hell? Like, we have so much talent and speed and skill, and you're handing the ball off to the white fullback with the game on the line. Like, you are so smart, you have outsmarted yourself. I think part of that division in that room is that Mike McDaniel is starting to get tuned out. I wouldn't be betting Miami, but I understand the nervousness, if you will, when you only see Buffalo at -6.
Maybe I'm realizing here that the gambling mind and the coaching mind are like cousins. Because, yeah, the gambling mind is, I like it, so that means...
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I shouldn't like it. And the coaching mind is, I have Tyreek Hill, so I should give the ball to Patrick Ingold. There's some similarities in that.
I don't know what they're doing. I bet them +3 a couple of weeks ago against Indianapolis. They're up 13-10, and it's 3rd and 1, and Achane is running for 5 yards a carry, and Achane is on the bench, and he hands the ball to the fullback, and the fullback fumbles, and that was the beginning of the end. By the way, I talked to one of my best buddies in Vegas who's a bookmaker. Now, this made me feel better for about 5 minutes until I looked at my spreadsheets. He said that October 2024 was the worst month for the house he can ever remember. So he's been booking bets for 15 years in Vegas. He said we got destroyed by favorites and favorites and more favorites, and that's NFL and college. And I said, oh, well, I'm a dog player, so I feel a little bit better. And then I looked at my accounts and I thought, nope, I don't feel better. I do not. I have, for four straight weeks, guys, I have come on your show and given you underdogs that fight for three quarters and die in the fourth. Wisconsin, UNLV, both last week. Like, this has to turn around eventually. And that takes me to my favorite underdog that nobody's going to want to bet, and I will get made fun of when it loses. Indiana should not be laying 7.5 at Michigan State. Like, in no world. And I like Indiana a lot. Their coach is awesome, Cignetti. I'm a fan of their roster. Their quarterback is back, Curtis Work. This game should never be 7.5. So Indiana will win by 21, and I will cry on Saturday, and I will hear about it. But I just, in no world should a team facing this much pressure, we're talking about them potentially being undefeated, going into Ohio State, playing in the Big Ten Championship. I'm sorry. It will never be me laying 7.5 with Indiana on the road in November. It will never be me.
You know, don't beat yourself up too bad. I mean, well, I don't know that the line's going to move 4 points like they do in horse racing when you come on, but I think I'm already on it, Sam. I'm taking Michigan State right with you. I'm getting 8 at BetMGM, so there you go.
Unity, Mike. Unity. I love it.
I got your back. Anything else from Sunday? In the NFL, we've got, of course, as always, a lot of interesting games. How about the Ravens? I'm interested in your take on them. After coming off the loss to Cleveland at home against Denver, I could see Denver causing them problems, but I don't know if the offense can keep up.
Well, if they fall behind, they don't have the ammo. And I just saw that their star running back is doubtful, which in my world means he's out. So that's one less weapon for Bo Nix. Going into a building where, let's be real, it's a lot tougher to play than, you know, than most places in the NFL. I actually, you know, I gave out Ravens -8 on our show yesterday, and then today during our show it was moving because the reports were looking good on Lamar Jackson. So this number opened 10. We saw the news, Lamar missing practice. It went down to like 7.5, and I thought, okay, two things. Lamar's going to play. I never believed he wasn't going to play. Right. And number two, when they start to get optimism from the reports, the line's going to go back. And you look at it now, and here we are, back at 9.5. Do I love 9.5 as much as I loved 8? Absolutely not. But it's still Baltimore pass for me. I also like them in the first half, which is -5.5. I think they're going to be up like 10, 13 nothing in this game and just run the ball at will second half. Bo Nix playing catch-up terrifies the hell out of me. So, look, I think Denver's been a great story. I think Denver is clearly going to be a popular play. Wow, it's a good team catching points, but this could be the Baltimore buzzsaw coming back off the loss to Cleveland, which we talked about last week, you know, taking Cleveland, taking 9. I would be on Baltimore here. I know it's a big number, but this is a really, really bad spot. And you go through that Denver schedule, not a lot of wins against good teams, guys. So I think it's a tough spot. Baltimore going back home, I think they should get right.
Yeah, we were all on the Browns last week, especially you two.
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah, I didn't expect them to win the game, but I like the spread felt pretty juicy, and we ended up ended up on the right side of that. What about the Bengals and the Raiders? That number I think was higher. Is that maybe coming down because of Higgins now again, or did I misread it earlier? Because I'm seeing 7 right now.
Yeah, this look ahead was 9.5. That's the 11-day number that they put out the week before. It was 9.5, and it's come down. I mean, you're right. It's 7 everywhere. I wouldn't bet this game with your money, Bulldog. I get the Vegas angle, though, because you guys were talking about Vegas last week. I don't think that's a good team talent-wise, but they clearly play hard, man. I mean, they're hanging around against Kansas City. Their coach kicked a field goal down 8 to cut it to 5 against the Rams.
Yes, let's go.
You're down one score, and now you're down one score. But they've been covering. So I'm certainly not laying it with 7 with Cincinnati. But I understand the appetite to bet Vegas because to this point they are still fighting, and sometimes in the NFL that's more than half the battle.
I tweeted last night about Houston's field goal, Sam, to make it to 21-13, but they only did it after running a couple plays on that final drive. Like, you can't do both. You can't run those plays and then kick. You got to either kick or just go for the touchdown. And Costos came back with, well, you know, he had the he had the under or something, the coach. So I don't know. He's probably kidding, but that was a weird one for me, what Houston did.
Kostos likes to blame the coaches having money on the game when he loses. That's just his thing. That's his vibe. I also, like, I texted you last night, Mike, and I go, I can't believe we actually wager on this league. I mean, how bad was the officiating and the, like, all the flags? It's just, like, they just throw flags. And my favorite play in the NFL is when they throw 8 flags on one play and they just keep coming in. Like, you know, like every ref throws a flag. It's an amazing sport, and I will gamble on it all weekend, but sometimes I wonder why I do.
Let's leave it with that. Sam, good luck in week 9, and we'll talk next week.
All right, guys. Always fun. Let's go Amore City.
Amore City at Del Mar. Appropriate as we're at Batavia Downs today. That was the host of BetQL Daily, Odyssey Sports, BetQL Insider, Sam Paniatovich. BetQL Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Could be a weekly feature.
Del Mar sounds like the racetrack that if you were like a writer on a sitcom that you would use for the joke. Like, you know, if there's some horse racing angle, I just feel like Del Mar is like, it just sounds right.
Yeah, I like it too. No offense to the folks here at Batavia
Downs. No, I don't know.
Del Mar. I like the point.
Or any of the other well-known racetracks.
We will have Sal on at 4. The Sabres are home to the Islanders tonight. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.